지금 중국이 뭐 나라의 관계로 우리 선교사님들이 다 추방되고 있습니다.
Because of the situation in China, many of our missionaries are being
그런데도 우리 선교사님들이 뿌린 복음이 중국에 굉장히 많은 역사 일으키고 있습니다.
Many missionaries are being deported out of the country. However, all the seeds of the gospel that they
추방에
planted,
no
many works of the
복음이
gospel is arising.
능력이 증거됐기 때문에 더더욱이나 지금 막으려고 하는 거죠.
It's not merely the knowledge of the gospel that's being relayed about, it's the power of the gospel. That's why the
지금
state is trying to
목사님들에게서도
prohibit it.
문제가 이게 선교사님 전하는 복음이 너무 힘이 있으니까요. 강력한 복음이 되니까 문제 제기를 하는 그런 상황입니다.
This is also a situation in the Muslim country that because of the gospel that the missionary is preaching has so much power, it's powerfully being relayed to the field that they are making a lot of objections.
최고의 기회입니다.
It is the greatest opportunity, the best
원고하니까
opportunity.
올바른 팀사에 갈수 있는 최고의 기회입니다.
It is the best opportunity to do the correct team ministry.
성경을 자세히 보시면요, 법적으로 복음 못 전하겠어요.
When you look at the Bible, by law, it was prohibited to preach the gospel.
법적으로 초대교회 없애기로 했어요.
And by law, they banned the early church.
그때 법이 얼마나 무서운 데입니까?
At the time, law was quite
근데
frightening.
그때 이런 일이 벌어졌어요.
But at the time, this is what happened.
잠재자가
True disciples arose.
지금 선교사님 여러분과 소통되는 친구들은 거의 잠재자입니다. 그리고 앞으로 잠재자들이 나올 겁니다.
And the disciples that the missionaries are able to communicate, they are the true disciples, and even going forward, more of the true disciples will arise.
사도행전 14장 10절 22절 보면 루스드라지요.
When you look at Acts chapter 14, verses 14 through
바울이
22,
돌에 맞아 죽었어요.
you see that Paul was stoned to
누군지도
death.
알고 바울을 버렸는데 바울이 살아난 거예요.
And people threw him to the trash, knowing that he was, thinking that he was dead. But
돌에 맞아 죽을
he
정도로
came back to
얼마나
life.
죽겠습니까?
But really imagine that to the extent of
그런데 다시
being killed
루스드라로
to,
들어갔어요, 바울이.
that he was dead because of being stoned, but
죽겠는데 왜
he
들어갔습니까?
became alive and he went back to Lystra.
바울이 찾는 참제자가 그 속에 있었기
Because there was that one true disciple that Paul was
때문에 이게
looking
여러분의
for. That is your answer.
답입니다. 오히려 로마가 법적으로 다 예수 믿으라 이럴 때더 문제
The problem actually arose when, by law, that Rome allowed the
왔습니다. 그때
Christianity
생각해
as a
보세요.
national
문이
religion.
확 열리면 더 많이들 것처럼 보이지만은 참제자는 이때 나오는 최후의 기회가 되는
Our thinking normally is that if the doors open big and wide, then many of the disciples can arise, but that's not actually true. So you must remember this.
구약시대도 보면요, 구약시대는 복음된 핍박이 없었고,
When you look at the time of the Old Testament,
구약시대는 주로 이랬잖아요.
it was usually this way: slavery, captivity,
노예들이
and colonization.
속고 이걸 다 이었단 말이에요.
That's how it was during the time of the Old
이
Testament.
속에서 거의 다가 죽음을 만나게 되는 상황이 왔잖아요.
And you see most of them faced death.
이때 하나님이 이 참제자를 딱 세운 거예요.
And that's when God raised a true disciple.
그래서 여러분에게 주시라는 축복이 이겁니다.
This is a blessing that God desires to give to you.
근데 신약 시대는 조금 달랐어요.
But it was slightly different during the age of the New
신약
Testament.
시대는 물론 속국도 있었지만은
Of course, that was also the age of colonization.
이게 너무 강해도요.
But persecution was so severe.
단순한 핍박이 아니고
It was not just a mere simple persecution.
법에 의해서 하니까 우리 불법이다 이러면 문제가 되잖아요.
It was by law. So if it's illegal, then that becomes a problem.
여러분 교회 가는 게 불법이다, 법 위반이다 이래버리면 이 보통 문제가 아니잖아요.
If going to church is a violation of law, then that would become a big trouble.
이 속에서 참 제자가 나왔는데 어떤 제자들이 나왔는가 하니까
In the midst of this, true disciples arose. Do you know what kind of disciples arose?
순교자들로.
Martyrs arose.
막 피파하고 뭐 하니까 이게 순교자들이 나오니까 이 사람들이 그 많은 그 이후에
And despite all this persecution, all these martyrs arose, and as a result of that, they left behind many disciples.
우리가 가진 증거입니다.
And this is the evidence that we have.
조금도 여러분들이 낙심하거나 걱정하지 마시고 오히려 눈을 떼야 됩니다.
So there's no need for you to feel discouraged, but all the more you have to open up your eyes.
한 세 가지로 마음에 두면 됩니다.
So just keep these three things in your mind.
흩어진 자에게 하나님이 원하시는
The what God desires of those who are scattered.
반드시 그 현장 가면요, 하나님이 원하시는 거 있습니다.
If you go to that field, absolutely there is what God wants.
그걸 팀 사역하라.
That's what you need to do. The team ministry of.
이러면 됩니다.
That's all you need to do.
하나님이 원하시는 거 팀 사역하라.
Do the team ministry of what God wants.
반드시 가면은 그곳에는 하나님이 원하시는 미래가 있어요.
And if you go there, there is a future that God absolutely wants.
그 팀 사역하면 됩니다.
That's the team ministry that you need to do.
틀림없이 여러분 가지고 있는 중심 따라 하나님은 참 제자를 부르십니다.
Undoubtedly, depending on the center of your heart, God will attach His true disciples.
앞으로 전 세계 한 참자 일으키시면 세계복음화는 이걸로 가지고 되어지는 겁니다.
And when God raises up His true disciples, world evangelization will take place through them.
참 제자는 자기 유익을 구하지 않습니다.
A true disciple does not seek
없죠,
his or her own benefit.
참 제자는 자리 싸움하지 않습니다.
And a true disciple does not fight for
다,
position because has already obtained the position. We have already acquired everything.
참 제자는 자기 유익을 구하지 않습니다. 이미 응답 다 받았기 때문에.
And a true disciple does not seek his own benefit because he has already received all answers and already knows what answers will follow. A true disciple does not fall into trial. Why? Because the true disciple knows that trial is a blessing. A true disciple does not hate other people. Why? Because there is God's plan in that person.
뭐 끝입니다. 끝난 겁니다.
That's it.
이런 사람들을 하나님 붙여주겠다.
God said that He will attach such disciples to you.
여기에서 조금 주의해야 될 거는
But things that you must be cautious about.
이 흩어진 자를 만났단 말이에요.
So that you have met such a scattered person.
나의 색깔을 하면 절대 안 돼요.
You must never show your own color.
이 사람들에게는 오직 그냥 복음만.
Only the gospel to the person.
이것만 전달하면 됩니다.
That's all you need to relay.
미문연 안전병에게도 오직 그리스도.
Even to the crippled man in front of the temple gate, only the gospel.
난리가 났죠. 그러니까 그리스도께서 이렇게 세웠다.
And when there an uproar arose, then the person said, "Christ raised me up."
그것도 일심으로.
And they also gathered with one heart.
에티오피아 내시에게 처음이요 마지막이요 영원한 기회인데 딴 거 얘기하면 안 되죠. 오직 그리스도.
And to that Ethiopian eunuch, it's the first and the last and eternal opportunity. That's why you cannot say anything except only Jesus Christ.
이렇게 하나님은 고넬료와서 딱 준비하십니다.
And God has also prepared Cornelius like this.
지금은 귀해요. 하나님이 참 제자 찾도록 여러분을 부르셨다.
God has called you to seek out His true disciples.
저 핍박받고 흩어진 분들 걱정하지 마시기를 하나님은 참 제자를 부르시려고 하십니다.
And all of you who scattered out, who are under persecution, please do not be discouraged because God has prepared His true disciples.
그 현장 가면은 하나님이 원하시는 거 있어요.
And absolutely, when you go to the field, there is something that God wants.
사도행전 11장 19절에는
When you look at Acts chapter 11,
핍박이 나서 다 흩어졌단 말이에요. 그렇죠?
Acts chapter 11, verse 19, because of the persecution, all the people scattered.
흩어진 자들이 있는 에, 모든 곳에 역사하셔서 참 제자만 골라가지고
God has worked upon all these scattered fields and selected only His true disciples.
성경문을 열은 겁니다.
Open the door to missions.
절대 불가능한 사람을 몇 명 골라서 하나님은 선교사로 파송합니다.
And He has called those that who are facing absolute impossibility and commissioned them as missionaries. It's an amazing thing.
바울이 돌 맞고 죽게 된 곳에서 최고 제자 나왔습니다.
And a place where the Apostle Paul was stoned, a greatest disciple
누구지요?
came about. Who was that?
루스드라에서 돌 맞았는데 루스드라 최고 제자 나왔어요. 누굽니까?
And
the 디모데입니다.
Disciple came in Lystra. That was Timothy.
예, 걱정할 필요가 없어요.
So there is no need for you to be worried.
하나님은 전도 문을 막는 것처럼 보였지만은
It seemed as though
마게도냐를 보내서 이 준비된 여제자를 만나게 하십니다.
Even though it is as if the door was blocked, but God sent Paul to Macedonia and allowed him to meet with a female disciple.
사도행전 17장 1절에서 9절을 보세요.
And why don't you look at Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9.
야손 같은 인물을 준비해 놓고 기다리고 계십니다.
God is waiting by preparing a person like Jason.
반드시 그 현장에 있습니다.
Absolutely, they are there in the field.
사도행전 19장 두란노에 보면은
And when you look at Acts chapter 19,
따로 세웠다는 중요한 말씀이 나와요.
And you look at Acts chapter 19 in Tyrannus that God prepared His disciples separately.
문이 막히면 숨겨둔 제자를 따로 세워 2년간 말씀 운동했는데 굉장한 역사.
And if a persecution arise, then separately God gathered His disciples, and for 2 years He raised up His hidden disciples.
회당에 들어가서
they went to the field.
미래에 렘 놓고 당위성.
They went into the synagogue, and with respect to the future, is of the imperativeness.
기도와 예배.
It is worship and prayer.
참 제자에게 가르쳐야 되는 거예요.
This is what you need to teach to those true disciples.
하나님의 나라.
God's kingdom.
여기에 다 회당에서 일어난 겁니다.
This is what you need to all see in the synagogue.
여러분이 후대들 만나거든 이 사람에게 세 가지 가르쳐야 돼요.
When you meet with a posterity, next generation, you have to teach these three things.
예수가 그리스도다 이전에 뭐가 중요합니까?
What is important before preaching that Jesus is the Christ?
인간에게 있는 문제 해결은 그리스도입니다. 그리스도가 필요한 겁니다.
And the only way to solve the problems of the mankind is only by Christ.
누굽니까?
And who is the Christ?
그걸 설명해
봅니다. That's what was explained.
석가가 그 일을 한 것도 우리는 석가 그리스도를 믿어야 되겠죠.
If Zaccamini is the one who did it, then we have to believe it. In Zaccamini.
이 당위성은 담대히 법 어기지 않고도 신부에게 얘기할 수 있습니다.
And without violation of law, you can boldly preach this gospel imperativeness to even a priest.
스님에게 얘기할 수 있습니다.
And this imperativeness, you can also preach to a Buddhist monk. This one Buddhist monk contacted me because it's a truth.
그 스님이 가진 영적 문제 절대 해결 안 됩니다. 그리스도를 알아야 됩니다.
And the spiritual problems that Buddhist monk has, it cannot be solved by any other means. It is only the Christ.
많이 생각했겠죠. 내인데 전화할 정도면.
And I'm sure the Buddhist monk thought about this a lot because he even called me.
대한민국에 제일 큰 절이었어요.
And it was a great, the biggest temple.
모르니까 비서에게 전화했어.
And couldn't find my contact number. That's why he reached out to a secretary.
장시간을 박아달라고 신랑이 하더라고요.
And they were having a like a quarrel because he wanted to talk to me directly.
전화를 안 받아줘요, 안 받아주는데 왜냐면 너무 많으니까 복잡합니다.
And normally, the secretaries would not transfer the call to me directly, but because there's so many strange calls, but I asked them to have him call me. But really, he was poked to the heart with regards to the imperativeness of Christ, because he was a truthful man, because he could not resolve his problems, because all the more it was getting worse. Every Sabbath, we have to teach worship and prayer correctly to our next generation. And the greatest answer is God's kingdom. We have to raise up such disciples. In my prayers, true disciples,
한국에는 사실상 참 제자 하려고 하면
In Korea, to be a true disciple,
한 40만 일어나야 된다.
We need to raise up 400,000. We need to have 400,000 true disciples arise from Korea for world evangelization. 400,000 in Korea. And this is what God will do.
한국에는 5,000 개 대학을 비롯해서요.
And also there are 5,000 colleges in America.
100만 제자를 일으켜야 돼요.
We need to have 1 million disciples arise.
이러려면 이게 우리 힘으로 안 되잖아요. 그래서 이 보좌의 축복이 필요한 겁니다.
And that's why we need of this blessing of the throne.
중국에는 진짜로 이게 하나님이
And really in China, this is the only method that God will employ. Three million disciples in China, quietly. There's no other method. And true disciples must arise to continuously save China. That's what it has to be done.
중국 선교사님들이 여러분이 그 지금 하고 이런 일이 굉장히 중요한 일을 지금 하고 있는 역사적으로.
That's why all the missionaries in China, you're doing such a historic work because this is what God desires.
많이 기도하시고요.
You must pray for.
정말 여러분이 따뜻하게 격려하고 기도하고 이렇게 해야 됩니다.
You really need to encourage and pray for all these missionaries from China.
말을 맺겠습니다.
Let me close my words.
참 제자는 누가 붙입니까?
Who will attach a true disciple?
하나님이 붙입니다.
God will attach his true disciple.
중국어 통역을 누가 시킵니까?
Who is having this one interpreter? It was us who's telling her to do it.
중국말을 제일 잘하는 사람이.
Someone who is best and good at Chinese.
잘 이해한 사람 시키.
And who understands the gospel correctly. It is the same.
하나님 참 제자 누구에게 붙입니까?
Who will attach the true disciple?
그거는 하나님이 하십니다.
God will attach the true disciple. That's why you don't need to worry about anything.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 이번 주간에도 저희들에게 말씀을 정리하게 하심을 감사드립니다.
Father God, thank you so much for allowing us to organize your word even this week.
내일 주일에 확실한 응답을 주실 줄 믿습니다.
We believe that you will give us your sure answer this week.
또 한 주간 동안 큰 방향을 허락하사 하나님이 원하시는 일이 이루어지게 하옵소서.
And all, would you grant to us the great direction so that your plan will be fulfilled throughout this week?
지금 이 시간에 세계 복음화에 될 1천만 곳에 하나님의 나라 임하게 하옵소서.
And for the work of world evangelization, may your kingdom be established in the 10 million places.
주의 종들이 관계된 모든 곳에 흑암이 결박되게 하옵소서.
And may all the force of darkness be bound in all the places of your servants.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen.